English Unite podcast. My name is Mari.
And my name is Dan, and we're here to show you the way to fluency, confidence, and clear communication in English.
English is my second language, and I went from being an English learner who lacked confidence to helping hundreds of students from around the world speak better. I am here to share with you all my secrets to how you can communicate with clarity and confidence in English too.
And after years of teaching, I have helped many of my students enjoy the learning process and worry less about being perfect. When this happens, they start to see their true strengths in their English skills and use those to become even better. This is something I am ready to share with you as well.
If you are ready to build a new version of yourself as a fluent English speaker so that you can achieve your big personal and professional goals, you have come to the right place, my friend. So let's get started.
Hello there, Uniter, and welcome back to the podcast. Do you ever feel that people don't understand you when you speak English? If so, listen until the end, because today I'm going to talk to you about the number one reason why people don't understand you and the first step you can take to fix this. Remember that the first step is always the most challenging one, but once you take it, everything gets better, and we are always here to help you take that difficult step. I want you to do a little exercise with me right now, a thinking exercise. I want you to think about your past experiences in learning English. Think about your English classes at school and university, if you had them. Think about the courses you took with language centers. Think about the private teachers you had. Think about all those times you learned English in the past. I'll give you a few more seconds. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions. In all of those experiences, how much did you learn about grammar? How much new vocabulary did you learn? How much about English language rules did you learn? How many exercises did you do to practice? And how many tests or exams did you take? Now, how much did you learn about pronunciation? I'm not talking about listening to the teacher and repeating what they say. I'm talking about really learning pronunciation, learning how to position your mouth correctly to articulate sounds, learning pronunciation rules and techniques. How much did your teachers or the courses you take focus on the specifics of improving your pronunciation? Maybe you've had a different experience, but I've heard it too many times from too many students. I didn't speak enough in our English classes. Or even worse, I didn't speak at all. I've taken so many courses, but they're all useless because I can't speak well. After years and years of studying with teachers and courses, a lot of people have very little experience speaking the language, and their pronunciation is often very unclear. That's because they have almost zero knowledge about how English pronunciation works. So listen very, very carefully. The reason why people can't understand you is not because you don't have enough grammar and vocabulary. The reason is because they can't understand your pronunciation. You can know all the grammar in the world, but if you don't know how to pronounce things correctly, then the result will be the same. People will not understand you. When you notice that your speech is more clear, your confidence builds up faster. And when you're more confident, you're more motivated. And when you're more motivated, you take your learning more seriously. And when you take your learning more seriously, you start to see great results. That's just one of the many benefits of learning more about pronunciation. Now the question is, where can you learn it? Where do you start? We've got the answer. This month, we are going to launch our newest digital pronunciation course. It's called How to Speak Clearly, Sounds Foundation. We focus on practicing all the sounds in American English correctly and clearly. This course is for anyone who is tired of not being understood, tired of not being confident enough, tired of being laughed at when they speak English, tired of avoiding speaking situations because you think you sound strange when you speak. This digital course comes with video lessons you can watch anytime so that you can improve your English pronunciation on your own schedule. It will also include live lessons with us so we can answer all your questions about pronunciation and give you valuable feedback so you can improve quickly. And finally, a conversation group with your course mates so you can have the golden opportunities you need to practice right away every single day. Registration for this course opens on March 20th, and the first 10 people who join will win an incredible bonus. If you want to start speaking with clarity and freedom, then go to www.english-unite.com/how-to-speak-clearly or click the link in the description for this podcast. And then put your name on the VIP list to be the first one to get into the course. Now, my last question for you today is this. Do you think you have clear pronunciation in English? Think about that this week, Uniter. If you liked today's podcast episode, then could you please do us a favor and share it with your friends and family who are also learning English? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.